Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a difficult time to be a woman. There are pay gaps, workplace discrimination, the unrealistic ideals of the beauty industry, fueled by things like Instagram, toxic masculinity, the patriarchy. That's on top of the undoubted stress of raising families, and let's be honest, often being the lone voice of common sense in dysfunctional households across the world, well, according to my wife, anyway. But fortunately, amid the fray, there are still some inspirational leading women out there fighting the good fight for equality and respect. That is, of course, Dylan Mulvaney, the Google Gemini version of a strong, independent woman. Dylan became a superstar by documenting her gender transition on TikTok, celebrating such core feminist ideals as cute fashion, frolicking in meadows and falling in love with boys. This brave ode to 21st century womanhood earned Dylan a visit to the White House and an audience with President Joe Biden, not to mention a marketing campaign with Bud Light, whose client base of extremely normal men revolted with such force that it cost the company more than $1 billion. Well, Dylan's pivot to pop music is, of course, much more of the same. It's pink, it's trashy, and here's a serious point, it's packed with misogynist tropes. Really? Many people make the mistake of thinking that all criticism of Dylan Mulvaney is transphobic. Of course they do. That's the refuge of everyone who wants to shut down legitimate debate. But Dylan's interpretation of womanhood is that all girls are lazy, depressed, promiscuous, over-medicated and addicted to shopping. She's made a very lucrative career out of saying all this stuff. Corporate America and the actual President of the United States have decided that we should celebrate it. So we have, I think, a right to maybe raise a quizzical eyebrow. I have a few supplementaries. Does anyone really believe that Dylan Mulvaney is a positive role model? For that matter, does anybody really think Dylan Mulvaney is a beautiful young woman? Is the entire act a joke at our expense? Is Dylan Mulvaney a secret agent of a Trump campaign sent to expose the utter lunacy of this cultural moment? It's not anything that would make sense. On a more positive note, there are some truly inspirational women fighting the real fight for women's rights and equality. Riley Gaines is one such woman. She was thrust into the spotlight as a champion swimmer who was brave enough to speak out against Leah Thomas, the formerly pretty unsuccessful male swimmer who became a woman and immediately began destroying women in women's sport. Well, Riley and 15 other female athletes are now suing the NCAA. They say it's time to fight back, and she's right. Well, joining me now to debate all that and much more is my pack, the uncensored contributor Esther Krakow, the podcaster comedian James Barr, the host of Outkick's Gains for Girls podcast and ambassador of the Independent Women's Forum, Riley Gaines, and the host of the Officer Tatum show, Brandon Tatum. Well, welcome to all four of you, a super-powered pack, all currently identifying, I believe, as their biological sex, although we can easily confirm that. Riley, great to have you on Uncensored. We'll get to the legal action you have against the NCAA in a moment. But first of all, Dylan Mulvaney, my real problem with this is you've got somebody making an absolute ton of cash by, it seems to me, mocking women and womanhood, despite until mid-20s identifying as a man because she was born a biological man.
Well, it doesn't seem to me, as a woman myself, I can tell you that's exactly what Dylan Mulvaney is doing. He's made a killing on mocking women with his stereotypical misogynistic comments, and you hit the nail on the head. this new song, right, reducing women down to picking up medication, being lazy, not being able to get out of bed, shopping and retail therapy, hooking up with men and being sex crazed. Again, as a woman, I have not lived that lifestyle. So that's what this is. It's a mockery of a woman. And let's be real, I think the most ironic part of this is he looks like a man. If you're watching that video, he looked like a man who was wearing a wig with pigtails. He's not fooling anybody.
Brandon, I mean, it's complicated. I don't, you know, I have nothing but respect for people who transition, for transgender people. I want them to have the rights to fairness and equality.
I'm all... sure you wouldn't have stopped Riley from misgendering.
Well, hang on, I'm going to come to that.
That's clearly not true.
I didn't misgender her.
No, but you would have stopped her from doing that on your programme.
Well, OK, we'll come to you in a moment, James, just wait. But, Brandon, there's all these issues, misgendering and so on. What do you make of, though, of the wider thing of Dylan Mulvaney, this cultural phenomenon now in America, basically sending up what it means to be a woman?
I think it's absolutely appalling to give credit and credence to a person who's mocking women. Dylan Mulvaney, I don't think, is serious whatsoever. You got a gay man who has a lust for fame, fortune, and what does he do? If it's being gay is not working out for you, you become trans. And you try to make a lot of money, which is what Dylan Mulvaney has done. Dylan Mulvaney is not an example of women. He's not even trying to be a woman. He walks around with a 5 o'clock shadow and dresses up in women's clothes and mocks women. He's berating women. I have never in my life seen a woman act like Dylan Mulvaney. Not one person on this panel can show me a woman that's as flamboyant and radical and twitching and twisting and acting like Dylan Mulvaney.
Are you insane? Did you watch the Barbie movie? What are you talking about? Who are you to talk about who a woman is?
Who are you to talk about?
I'm not telling anyone who a woman is, but I'm certainly not telling someone who isn't a woman.
I've never seen a woman.
Do you think Dylan Mulvaney is doing women a favour with this?
Do you know what? Dylan Mulvaney is speaking to a huge generation of which none of you understand. Like, you guys are over...
That is my generation.
I don't know any woman, I've got to say, of any age, who thinks that anything other than Dylan Mulvaney is taking the piss.
Nonsense. Well, so you don't know any woman under the age of, what, 40?
I know lots of women under 40, yeah.
Right, and you think they all think Dylan is taking the piss?
Yes, they do.
No, that's insane.
The ones
I will say, you've sat here on your show and you've bashed Madonna and Sam Smith and all of these other icons. So Dylan
icons
just joins...
Icons to you, they're not to me.
Dylan just joins them in the hall of fame.
But the central allegation, James, is that what she does, and this, I think this video clip is absolutely indicative, she's making...
It's a pop song. Have you not seen her Dua Lipa music video?
To be honest with you, I haven't got the energy to get into the misgendering debate, right? I think the whole personal pronoun thing is a lot of crap. But for the benefit of this conversation, let's move past that. I'll call her she, if that's what she wants to be called. But what she is not is a biological woman. Until her mid-20s, she identified as a gay man. And that's the point there that Brandon was making. And for someone who was a gay man to put their hand up and say, I'm now a woman, and by the way, I'm going to make tens
of
millions...
Well, you're misunderstanding what...
Hang on. So make tens of millions of dollars mocking women, which is how many women see it.
I think that is wrong. Mocking women, or Kylie was mocking women, or Madonna was mocking women just because
Kylie and Madonna are women.
Their femininity.
They're women.
It's not okay to say that, and you're misunderstanding how difficult it is to discover your identity as a woman.
I don't see Dylan Mulvaney struggling at all.
Dylan Mulvaney has documented.
Dylan Mulvaney is reveling in mocking womanhood.
No.
Well, actually, the thing is, I don't think Dylan Mulvaney... I don't take offence to what Dylan Mulvaney is doing, because it makes sense. In the current media landscape that we live in, it makes sense for this man, it's a man, to become as a flamboyant, effectively caricature of a woman. And I don't take offence to it, because I treat Dylan Mulvaney like he is, which is a mentally unwell person.
He is a mentally unwell person.
I don't see him as a woman. He's not a woman. He's a mentally unwell person.
In a case like this, where Dylan Mulvaney's only identified as a woman for, what, 2 years, and was a gay man till her mid-20s, I don't think
but you...
James, I don't think you have any right to compel women to say that this is...
Do you understand how difficult it is to realize that you're trans, to understand the complexity?
How does this help them?
You have trans
rights.
Do you have any idea how difficult it is to be a woman?
Riley has a very good rapport.
We've discussed this before.
Hang on, Riley.
Doesn't make you right. You mentioned you have no idea how difficult it is to identify as trans. Let me ask you, do you have any idea how difficult it is to be a woman in today's climate. And then to be entirely mocked by a man merely posing to be a
woman,
do you
have
feel,
any idea how true.
I feel?
That is not true. That is not Dylan Petrie.
Well, it's not just how I feel. There's been an avalanche. There has been an avalanche of people on TikTok, on the left and the right, coming out now saying, hold on, this
Dylan
is wrong,
is
and this isn't the first time that Dylan Mulvaney has been under fire.
Here's the thing.
His first days of girlhood, he came out after day 365 or whatever day it was.
You can't compel people to do that. You can't. No, you can't. You can call Dylan Mulvaney. You can call Dylan Mulvaney whatever you want.
It's discrimination.
But Riley Gaines, of all people.
Listen, Riley, I do sympathise with you about how difficult it is to be a woman.
Riley Gaines has had to compete against biological males.
I want to listen to how difficult it is to be a woman because I want to understand that. I know that's tough. As a gay man, I'm also a victim of the patriarchy. We all bloody are. Like, it's
look, we don't need to do
awful.
The identity
I've
politics.
Seen the Barbie movie.
You
let me tell you something. You mentioned...
What are you talking about?
I read the book. I understand,
you mentioned,
but you're...
You mentioned discrimination.
You being a woman...
You mentioned discrimination. Let me tell you
stop
something.
Over the
do
room.
You believe that
point.
It's okay?
No one's allowing me to finish a point.
What's your point?
Am I allowed to speak?
Sure.
Okay, fine, I finished.
What's your point? You haven't got one, have
my
you?
Point, no,
Riley.
My point is, Riley, that...
Let me say something.
I understand how hard it is
okay,
to be a woman
ahead.
And that you fought so hard to be a woman, and I have so much empathy with that, so I can understand why it is so upsetting when, in your view, someone who isn't a woman comes along and says they are, because it undermines all of the history of what women have been through.
Yes.
But that's not a trans woman's fault. That is men's fault. Men are the problem, not Dylan, not trans women.
Except,
men are the problem.
Except
no,
trans women are men.
Men are the... Of course, I knew you would come
problem.
Back to us.
That is what the problem is.
Riley?
Are you saying it's not? Are you
let
saying
me tell
you're
you
not
something.
A victim of men? Because what are we talking
no,
about?
What
she's
I'm
a victim
here
of biological
men. What we are suffering
men.
From as a nation,
no, women,
really
yeah,
globally,
no.
What
and
we're suffering
forever
from.
Forever have been a victim of men. That is true.
No, she's
right?
A victim. She's a victim of gay
here,
men.
Here, let me take
that's
you back.
This,
let me tell you
about.
What
so
I'm
gay
a victim
men and victim.
Of.
Do you know what? Let's just pick on all the minorities.
Let me
Dylan
start
Megan
Mulvaney
as well.
Is
let's
a gay man that's doing this.
You think
so
Megan's a minority?
Leah Thomas and
I am so
people.
Done with this conversation.
Let yeah. me tell you. Let
isn't
me tell you
how,
what
how James
I'm a victim
wants to
of.
Control everyone's thoughts.
No, I don't. I
you
just want everyone to have
on.
A nice, civilized
hang on.
Conversation.
You want to control
Piers.
Everyone's speech,
why is
how
no
they
one...
speak and how they refer to people. They're not allowed to have their opinions.
Yes,
only
they are.
You. You want to mansplain
not...
to women what they should be thinking. And at the same time, you want to blame the
I'm
patriarchy.
Not. I want everyone to be kind to everyone.
Oh, no, you don't.
That's what. Yes, I do.
Hold on, stop right there.
Like me, the patriarchy. Want to
it
be
is,
kind to me?
It is not kind to ask a young girl to undress in front of a man. That is not kind. What kindness
right.
is. And if that's what you believe your definition of kindness is, you have a totally warped perception. And let me tell you, it's not inclusive to ask a girl like myself what happened to me and my teammates. It's not inclusive to ask us to smile and step aside and allow these men onto our podiums. That is not what inclusion is. That is exclusion. And it's exclusive to the very female athletes or women in general who Title IX in the women's sporting category was passed to protect and to honor and to celebrate and to uphold.
And
so
Riley,
I think we have
Riley,
very
for
different
those who...
definitions of what kindness really is.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, so Riley, I totally agree with you. And Riley, for those who don't know what's going on with the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association in America, you're one of many athletes, female athletes, suing them for their transgender participation policy. Why?
Yeah, so basically the NCAA, their most basic duties are to protect athletes, both male and female, to protect their opportunities, to protect their safety, to protect their privacy in areas of undressing. And bottom line is the NCAA is failing on every account of that by allowing men into our fields, onto our courts, in the pool with us, in our locker rooms. So that's what this lawsuit is about. That's what we're hoping to change here. So again, myself plus 15 other athletes who have been adversely impacted at the hands of the NCAA are now taking legal action and saying what they are doing explicitly and actively and directly is discriminating against us on the basis of our sex. And so to your point, if we want to talk about discrimination, that's exactly what my teammates and myself and my competitors and girls around the country, again, at the hands of the NCAA, continue to have happen to
them. Well,
you're
also discriminating. But what about lesbians? Are they allowed in your changing rooms?
They're biological women.
No, but you're talking about women.
They're women.
Yeah, they're women.
But you're worried about women seeing
your
body?
Look, I mentioned nothing about... No, what I have a problem with is I don't want to see a naked man's genitalia. I'm married. I have a husband. You think my husband wants me seeing another naked man while he also gets to simultaneously, non-consensually at that, get to see me naked? No way. That goes against my values as a Christian. That goes against my values as a married woman. No way. That's what I have a problem with. It has nothing to do with his sexual orientation.
I don't know if Thomas likes men or women or what.
But
right. I want to play a clip, Riley. This is you on Joe Rogan 12 days ago, which you talked about another aspect of the Leah Thomas story.
Does Leah Thompson have sex with girls?
What?
Leah Thomas, rather.
Yeah. At the time... Again, this is what I know based off of what his teammates have told me and what really has been public knowledge based off what they post and different things. At the time of that national championships, he was still dating women and active with women.
Sexually. So obviously has testosterone.
Yes. But now, again, based off of social media, he is engaged to another man who claims to be a woman. So two men, but they call themselves lesbians. So who knows?
But at the time. So yeah. If you're on that team, you're a woman and you have a biological male who's intact, who's having sex with women, walking around naked in the locker room with women. And if you're uncomfortable with that, you should educate yourself.
You said learn how
to use she, her pronouns and accept defeat.
Esther, do you feel educated?
I feel the opposite. I actually feel myself losing brain cells. I actually thought my brain was going to leak through my nose, realizing Leah Thomas or Liam Thomas or whatever the name is, dating history. Look, I don't think... The reason why I don't get as worked up or upset about this is because I recognize society's flaw. They have given mentally unwell people the status of being right. They've given the status of validating their delusions. And another way is compelling us to validate those delusions. I'm not offended by Dylan Mulvaney. It doesn't offend me because this is a mentally unwell person. Why should I be offended that this person is trolling? I actually think a lot of conservative stations make the mistake of giving people like Dylan Mulvaney the publicity that he craves. Because I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm looking at a mentally well person. That's a lie. I'm not going to do that.
You're gatekeeping womanhood, which
it's
is
not,
the most manly
difficult.
Thing you could possibly do.
So I'm going to say, you were educated at the expense
man
of
the
British taxpayer. You were educated at the expense of the British taxpayer, and you don't know the difference between
you
a man and a woman.
James,
are you serious?
You cannot compel people to use
I'm not
the language
compelling people,
you want
but I
them
want
to
people
use.
To be kind.
I am kind.
You're just
I'm
calling,
lovely.
You're calling her mentally unwell.
He is mentally unwell.
That's not nice. That's very unkind.
Everyone
on this panel so far has had zero empathy for any of the people we're discussing.
You don't want to hear
Riley,
other people's opinions.
Riley has
you don't
want to
hear other
else.
People's opinions.
Yeah, Brandon, coming
everyone
to you.
Everyone has an opinion. You may not like the opinion, which is
but
fine.
Where's
I
the
don't
love?
Agree with you.
Where's
it
the
doesn't
love?
Matter.
It's a not lying.
You think love is lying to people and deceiving people. I think love is telling people the truth and being consistent across the board. Dylan Mulvaney is crazy.
Where's the dignity?
Now, let me tell you this.
Where's the respect?
Let's put this in perspective.
Where's the respect?
Because I think people get caught up in the gender role thing. Just imagine if a person was white and decided to identify as black and did all of these crazy things that
this argument has been had so
stereotypically
many times.
Listen, that they did stereotypically what black people would do. We would be outraged.
We would.
It would be a sham.
I agree.
We would not accept it. And so we shouldn't do that. What Dylan Mulvaney is doing is wearing women face. The person is not a woman. He's not trying to be a woman. He's impersonating.
I can't continue to sit here listening to this absolute nonsense. Riley, I want to ask you a question because a lot of this is to do with sport and how you feel it's unfair because you're up against people with
a
bigger body, right? So do you think unfair that someone who's taller than you or has more strength than you can be in the same team? Is that the argument we're making here? Is that what's unfair?
I think it's to do with the chromosomes, but I'll let Riley answer that.
The conclusion you're drawing, let's look at this for what it is. A man, on average, you take any sport, you take track and field, you take swimming. Swimming is the sport I played, let's look at swimming. Across the field consistently, if you look at the world record against the men on the men's side versus the world record on the women's side, consistently that athletic performance gap is 10 to 12%. Someone being a few inches taller than me does not make up for that 10 to 12% performance gap we're talking about by having a man competing against a woman. Of course, there are natural advantages that people possess, but what we're talking about specifically here is beyond comparison to what the conclusion you're drawing now.
Right. The conclusion I'm drawing is that we should just get rid of gender altogether, and we should have sports based on body metrics, because then
you would like to have the Olympics. Just to be clear, the Olympic Games, you'd have gender neutral.
Yes, I would, because the only reason, surely you agree, the only reason women's sport exists is because men were gatekeeping sport for so long, and then finally said, you know what, fine, have your own. But really, if we just remove
how many biological women,
if we remove gender from sports, please let me finish my point, then we won't have this issue. Safety won't be an issue.
I'm sorry.
We can make sure that everyone has a fair chance
at
competing
James,
together.
James, that is so spectacularly ill-informed and dumb.
Well, is it, Riley?
Wait, are you saying we should have a gender-neutral
Olympics, no biological women would win a gold medal.
Let me just add a point here. Are you saying that we should get rid of men and women's sports altogether?
Similar body types, body metrics, bone index.
That makes no sense. You clearly have never played sports before.
Are you saying that we should get rid of sporting categories altogether and have just one big pool?
No, I'm saying people should compete against people that have a similar body type so that it's fairer.
That makes no sense. Well, you've never played sports before.
I've come up with a solution for the problem that doesn't exist.
No, you haven't. You just don't understand it. There is no comparison between the bone density and body mass of males and females. That's why they separate the sexes in sport.
That's
because
not why they
biological
the
males
they
would destroy biological
women
females.
Playing sports.
There's a reason they
Track
separate them.
If Track you're saying that we should get rid of sporting categories altogether, do you support the idea of eliminating the Paralympics versus the Olympics?
I think that's a really great question. And I need to look into that because, as you say,
the conundrum.
Paralympians to compete against Olympians.
Imagine not, to be honest.
You are a total
hard. But maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point.
No, the point is you never play sport, have you?
That's very,
you ever play sport?
Ableophobic.
Hang on.
That is incredibly ableophobic.
Time out. I want to ask James one simple question.
Are you saying people who are disabled don't
have you ever played sport at all?
No, of course I haven't played sport.
He's never played sport in his life.
Do I look like a person that's into sport?
What he wants is Paralympians taking on Olympians.
No, I don't want that. I want everyone to be safe. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to be treated with dignity and respect.
Actually, you don't. You want unfairness and inequality to rage and ruin women's sport.
You tell
irrevocably.
Me you just had a go at me about
You've
that.
You've just said a load of crap.
Well, so have you.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Honestly. I understand physiology and sport.
Well, good for you.
You don't.
Good for you, but you don't understand loving a human being.
We wouldn't be having all of this.
I understand it enough. I've got three sons and a daughter, and they don't play sport together fair way.
Where's the dignity?
We wouldn't be having.
All right, let's move on. I want to discuss a couple of other things before we finish. One is Oprah Winfrey. We may even get some agreement on this. We might do. Oprah Winfrey's fought back tears because she was basically caught taking these weight loss drugs, Ozempic, I think. She said it stopped her blaming herself for being unable to control her body shape with willpower. Of course, she was the front woman for Weight Watchers and had to give that up. But when she was caught not actually doing anything the Weight Watchers tells her to do, but basically taking a tablet to lose weight. I want to play the clip of Oprah talking about this.
I took on the shame that the world gave to me. For 25 years, making fun of my weight was national sport. And then I read the headline that Mr. Blackwell, the tastemaker of the time, called me bumpy, lumpy, and downright dumpy. Because when I tell you how many times I have blamed myself,
because you think I'm smart enough to figure this out.
Yeah.
And then to hear all along, it's you fighting your brain.
Now, the point, Esther, about this is I'm afraid I like Oprah, known her a bit over the years, but it was she was caught basically defrauding the world, right? Because she was a spokeswoman for Weight Watchers and yet quietly and secretly and denied it, actually, she was taking one of these weight loss drugs. We think it may have been Ozempic. It was something similar if it wasn't. But she was just caught.
Well, she's playing the same game that all celebrities do. She's following the money. You would never hear her talking about this if there wasn't a paycheck at the end of it. So I don't actually begrudge her for this. What I do begrudge her for is trying to play the victim and saying that I've taken on the burdens that the world has put on me. It's my fault. It is your fault. You choose what goes into your mouth and how much exercise you do. I don't believe in validating people's, and this goes back to Dylan Mulvaney, people's delusions, right? Things are black and white. Your actions related to your weight are directly because of what your diet and lifestyle. And I'm sorry, you can't blame anyone for that. You can sign a £12 million check and advertise for Ozempic if you want to, but don't lie to the public or pretend like we're stupid.
Yeah, Brandon, I mean, to me, it was the deceit and the hypocrisy. And I think it's been pretty damaging to Oprah, this. And no amount of her tears, pretty crocodile tears, I think, no amount of that is going to change my view that on this one, she really pulled a fast one on the public. And in particular, all those women that looked up to her and were following what they thought she represented, Weight Watchers, and their guide to how you lose weight, when in fact she was popping these pills secretly behind everyone's back.
This is what they do. You know, she only cried when she got caught. She didn't cry when she was taking those Ozempic pills or whatever the case may be. And then they try to change language. She says she can't change her body shape. Yeah, nobody can change your body shape, but you can change your body weight. Depending on what you eat. Are you in a caloric deficit or not? Are you working out or not? But she was saying she was working out, giving these young women false hope, and she did it to them. She should be ashamed of herself. But instead of taking responsibility, which I would have said, fine, you took responsibility. We know people cheat, people do stuff. She made it about her and became the victim. Lady, nobody's putting pressure on you about your weight. That only comes from within. I don't care how much I weigh. If I don't care how much I weigh, that's on me. That didn't have nothing to do with society. So she should be ashamed of herself. But this is what celebrities do. They only cry when they get caught.
Yeah. Riley, your thoughts on this?
Look, I don't really have a problem with someone taking Ozempic. There's been a lot of people in my life, people who I know and love, who have resorted to Ozempic, people who I know work hard. I know they exercise. I know they try and eat right, all the things, who had a harder time losing weight. And they've been able to keep the weight off with Ozempic. So, I mean, you know, not necessarily my cup of tea, but by all means, I guess, as long as, you know, looking at long-term effects and different things. I don't think we know those yet. Again, why I would never participate. And granted, I'm healthy, I'm fit, I'm active. So I don't have a problem with Ozempic. But just as you all said, I have a problem with deceiving the public, you know, getting people to buy in wholeheartedly into this program, into what she's trying to sell here, which, again, bottom line, what she's trying to do is trying to sell something. That's
I'm
what I have a problem with.
Let me come and see
if we can finally reach a point of consensus, because not even you, James Barr, surely could say that what Oprah's done here is honorable, has integrity, or is it anything other than a massive deception?
This is a woman who's had to live with so much shame about her body for her whole
life. So she's a victim.
And now you are trying to give her more shame.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with all of you horrible trolls?
Wow.
Leave Oprah alone. Oh, my God, who cares?
She admitted to lying.
Yes, what? She admitted to it.
Oprah was being paid tens of millions to promote Weight Watchers.
You know what? No, what this really is that you still are angry at Oprah for destroying your beloved royal family by sitting down with Meghan and Harry, and it's just a lazy attack.
Oprah did my first show at CNN. Couldn't have been nicer to me. I've always gone on great with Oprah.
What a backstabbing bitch you are. Because she's
Hey, James, be kind.
I thought he was supposed to be nice.
You're not being kind.
Remember,
here.
This is Mr.
Listen,
Kindness.
Listen, if you punch down, I
yes,
will punch
viewers.
Back.
Here
I will
is.
Punch back.
Here he is, Mr. Be Kind. You backstabbing little bitch.
Did you just do a gay impression of me? Because that's very
homophobic. James Barr impression.
That's how you sound.
I didn't even know you were gay.
That's your sex you
sure you didn't.
Your sexuality doesn't interest me.
He would assume.
Finally, I want to end with this. James Bond. Apparently, the person tipped to be the new James Bond is Aaron Taylor Johnson, who is, famously, he's married to a director who is 24 years older than him. He took her name when they got married. He's a kale eater. I mean, all of this is ringing alarm bells to me, I must say. He says, I'm being a feminist. I'm happy to say I'm a feminist. Being a feminist is just believing in equal rights. Man, woman, gay, straight, black, white, we're all in it together. So we got a kale-eating guy with curly hair who took his wife's name. Riley, where do we sit with this?
I don't know if this is a good representation of James Bond, but look, hey, I can honestly say I'm not a huge James Bond fan. I don't know if I'm the most qualified to talk on this, but I do know that's not a good representation of who James Bond
plays.
Here's the thing. Actors are not required to stay in character when they're not on
set. I'm told he's a very good actor.
That being said, I suspect some of his beliefs will filter into the film because the last James Bond film, Daniel Craig was crying.
Yeah.
So I suspect...
I mean, Brandon, I don't know about you, but I'm just not sure I can have a kale-eating James Bond.
Many of the Dutch eat kale, actually. It's quite popular in the Netherlands.
Gender roles so heavily. What's wrong with someone eating kale?
Well, because it suggests they may have vegan tendencies.
What's wrong with that?
They're trying to save the planet. Brandon?
They mean they're soft. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. They mean they're soft.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, I believe in a man's man. I don't really like these feminine guys who go out.
Kale is fiber.
They don't seem to be...
God.
Men too need fiber.
Anyway. They don't seem... I know it's okay to eat fiber. I'm just saying the insinuation that the guy got curly hair, he looked like a softie.
Yeah.
And he's trying to play James Bond. There ain't no real man... Listen, even the gentleman on here that calls himself gay, there is no situation that you would
calls
find yourself
himself
in.
Gay? What is wrong with you? I have sympathy for the people in the comments right now. They're like, what is going on? Why is this guy
You know, we don't even know actually. Brandon, to be fair, we don't actually know whether this guy is going to be James Bond. One thing we can say with absolute cast iron certainty is that Barbara Broccoli will not be appointing James Barr as the next 007.
Maybe she should.
Because there is a limit to what kind of man's man we want as 007, and it ain't James Barr. Thank you to my panel. That was very lively.
But it's
I appreciate
also
it.
Not you, Piers.
We definitely kept it uncensored. And Riley, keep up the great work. Go win that case.
Absolutely.
Let's get some fairness and equality back to women's sport. You've taken a lot of heat for your position on this, and I'm 100% behind you. It is the new form of doping.
Thank you,
It is blatant cheating.
Insanity.
And women's sport and the integrity of women's
Lies.
Sport is being destroyed at the altar of wokery and virtue signalling.
Riley, I
send
you
love.
You
are a shining light of courage, and I
For God's sake.
So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Pierce. I agree it is insanity.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brandon.
I'm sending you all
Take
love.
Care. Thank
I'm
you, guys.
And respect.
And remember, be kind, you little bitch.
Let's stop validating
let's leave it.
Delusions.
Stop doing a homophobic. All right. Just tell
me. This is the way you speak. It's not my fault.
It's over.
It's not my fault you speak like that. Thank you very much, everyone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.